Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited and humbled to welcome to our program musician and recording artist Bumblefoot. He's making his first appearance on our program. He's gotten to have fans literally around the world that have definitely fallen in love with his music and his message. We're going to talk to him not only about his career in music, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves, as well as to see how people are responding to it. He also has a brand new project out that you guys are going to definitely love. Little Brother is Watching. You guys are going to actually hear the title track of that album. We're going to talk to him also about how he can stay connected with all of you. But Bumblefoot, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I'm really excited about the opportunity to speak with you because one thing I noticed when I was prepping for the segment with you, Bumblefoot, is that you have an absolute love of music, and that is what seems to really drive you to have that love for it and to be able to share that. But what has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to your own personal love of music?
I find that what you give is what you receive. If you put out positivity, that's what you're going to get back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always going to be, you know, a perfect equation like that. But I think people that are in a dark place are certainly going to get bored with you. And people that are like-minded and feel the same way about things are going to want to chat with you. And that's one thing I found is that it's always just been about the love of music. It's not
right.
about using it to get your vices or to get things for yourself. If anything, really being a musician is the opposite. It's more about sharing what you've received from other people that have lifted your spirits.
Right. Yeah, I so agree with that. And, you know, I was always taught growing up myself, Bumblefoot, that, you know, when you do what you love, you know, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's how when I think of you, I think of your being this person who, you know, now for, you know, over two decades have been able to, you know, not only produce great music, but to share some great messages. Even when I was listening to Little Brother's Watching, the single that our audience is going to hear, I think it's a great song. And I think what makes it so great is it really shows what we've been reduced to in many ways to technology. You know, technology can be an amazing thing, but it really is now all of us are kind of part of this thing. I mean, what is it like for you to entertain, but also to share these messages like that?
It's nice when you have a voice and people listen
yeah.
for anyone. I mean, you're on radio, you get it. There's a responsibility with that, of course.
Right.
And you have to really be thoughtful about the things you say. And I don't mean thoughtful in a sense of being correct, but thoughtful in a sense of being honest and really knowing where, you know, being in touch with your heart and your mind and so, yeah, there's all of that.
Right, exactly. And you've been able to do it not only, you know, in a group, of course, you know, a legendary group, but also as an individual. I mean, I think part of when I was listening to the single Little Brother is Watching, Bumblefoot, I thought about it is so much easier to do these things sometimes when you have other people that are doing it with you, and that's kind of becomes part of the problem sometimes, I think, too. But to stand out as different, to stand out as independent and yourself is not always the easiest thing. When did you first discover that power of the importance of being the best of who you were meant to be?
I figured that out at a young age. I found probably in high school that time where I just found that I was always the guy that kind of didn't need to be part of the group and could stand on my own two feet and have my own opinions and in a way, I think that made people want me to be part of the group, but I didn't need it. I think that's an important thing, is that being wanted is more important than being needed a lot of times. Well, I don't know if it's more important, but more valuable, because when you get to need, there becomes powers that could be abused by people.
Right. That's something that is so true. And, you know, I think the other thing is, Bumblefoot, you've been able to show people what is possible, and you've been able to do it by staying true to yourself. You're in an industry, however, ironically, that it seems as though people become known for being everything but themselves. I mean, you know, how did you find that courage to be true to the kind of music you wanted to do and the messages that you wanted to be able to share with the world?
Well, it all goes right back to that same thing. I found that all you have is yourself. That's it. And to me, it was always more important to have integrity than things. That's really what it boils down to, is you have to figure out what success really means to you. Is it getting a lot of money? Is it getting a lot of attention? Or is it waking up each morning saying, okay, I made choices that I believe in, and any sacrifices or compromises I made were acceptable, and if not, I know better for next time, and whatever I got, I earned. And those kind of things matter. And going back to what you were saying before about the power of oneself, that's a very important thing, is you really have to, in order to be, I'm trying to find the right words here, like in order to make the world a better place, it starts with you. You can't make 6 billion or however many people there are now change. It takes all those individuals to change one person themselves. So what you really need to do is you need to just take stock in yourself and fix yourself and better yourself and do everything you can to be the best person you can be.
Right.
And make your mistakes, learn from them, and be better, become better. And if everyone does that, that's what makes the difference. So it's all about not trying to outdo others, just trying to be your best so that you're a better contributor to mankind in some way.
I think that is so true. And the great thing about you, Bumblefoot, is that you haven't just, you know, limited that to music. We're going to talk about the business that you've been able to build as well. But I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome to our program musician and, of course, recording artist Bumblefoot. You've gotten to know him, of course, because of his music. And in fact, because of that, we're going to actually listen to the single now that we were referencing earlier, Bumblefoot. Here is Little Brother Is Watching from the new project. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Bumblefoot right after this.
Little brother has taken control, shoveling dirt in every hole. Predators to condemn your soul, watching you and watching me. We're all connected but separated, misunderstood and so frustrated. A million armies of one have invaded, watching you and watching me. Who is it behind glass curtains that act like nothing's wrong? Once
to make headlines, be immortalized. Everyone's got an electric eye with the digital spies. Little brother, standing by to dethrone each other, watching you and watching me. Paranoid, the lenses are where bent, desensitized in our lust for attention, democratized by our voyeur obsessions, watching you and watching me. Live to perfection, don't let them project you as you are. Everyone's got an electric eye, we're the digital spy.
Brother is watching right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience, as well as those tuning in online. We want to thank all of you that are tuning in online, all of our little brothers and sisters out there that are joining us online today, Bumblefoot. You know, I think the other thing about you and the platform that you have is that you definitely use the power for good. You not only, of course, are, you know, sharing your great music with the world, but also your great product lines as well, as including your hot sauces. And what the reason I wanted to bring that up is because you're using the platform, Bumblefoot, to be able to not only to share, you know, your product, but also to give back to an important cause. How important has that been for you in your world of celebrity to make sure that you're shining a light on those that matter and those that are in need?
That's pretty much everything at this point. It's the only thing that gets me out of the house. I mean, it's, you know, when you do this your whole life, and literally it's been that since the age of six. It has to be more than just entertaining people.
Right.
There's so much more that you can do with this, and it's an injustice not to. So why not, if you're going to play a show, why not do something that serves a greater good, a bigger cause? You're doing the same thing anyway. It's
right.
Just that one way, you know, it all ends after 90 minutes and everyone goes home. The other way, some kid is going to have some clothes that he needed.
Right. Well, what a great thing. And what a great way of looking at it. I think it's all about perspective as well. You know, and I think, you know, but the truth of the matter is, Bumblefoot, and you know this better than I do, unfortunately, not everybody is like you. Not everyone sees that as the greater good, that they're able to not only, of course, do what they love, but also to be able to share. So I think when we find individuals like yourself, that's why, you know, we want to make sure that that is recognized because of that. So when you hear from people about the appreciation, I mean, it's one thing for them to appreciate the music, but what has it been like for you to hear from people about the appreciation for just your being the type of person that you are?
You got to just be who you are, you know? It's like, I'm not forcing myself to do this stuff. I do it because it just feels like the right thing to do and what I'm supposed to be doing. And if someone doesn't feel that way, that's fine. They don't have to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just, my time on earth is short. I'm just going to do what I can while I'm here. That's it.
And I think that's a great way for all of us to be able to think about life and to be able to think about our purpose and why we are here, I think, as well, Bumblefoot. So, you know, when it comes to the new project, as I said, you know, the single we heard here, Little Brother's Watching, you know, what do you hope your fans and new listeners take away from the new project?
I just hope they enjoy it. It's very simple. It's I hope they enjoy the music. I hope they listen to it more than once. And that it makes them happy, makes them feel good. It cleanses them. It does good things. It makes them feel good and inspires them. It does all that good stuff that music does. I just hope they get out of it what we all want to get out of music.
Right. Well, I tell you, that is the great thing, and that is what we know that they will be able to get out of it. Again, everyone, Little Brother is Watching. The album is coming very soon. Of course, February the 24th is the official release date through our friends at Amazon.com. You guys can also, of course, go ahead and pre-order it now there on Amazon.com, as well as, of course, be able to find it at your other online retailers as well. Bumblefoot has a great website that's set up that kind of takes you through all of what he's been up to and also what he has going on, including, as we mentioned here, the hot sauces. You guys can go to www.bumblefoot.com. That will kind of lead you everywhere. And he's made it very easy through social media too, Bumblefoot, to find him at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Reverb Nation. All Bumblefoot is where you guys can find him there. So make sure you guys are definitely staying connected. You know, Bumblefoot, I really do appreciate the time. I know this is a busy month for you with the new album coming out. Really glad you could share it with us, and hope you'll come back.
No, it's my pleasure. Anytime, you know, anytime you want me. All good.
Well, look, I definitely appreciate that. And definitely want to say a thank you to our friends at New Ocean Media for setting up this conversation for us for today. And want to thank you, our listeners, both joining us on the radio dial as well as online, for joining us for another great edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, if you're joining us online, of course, you can find the replay by going to our social media links. And we've already tagged Bumblefoot there at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. Again, make sure you guys go over to Amazon.com, our friends, and pre-order the album Little Brother is Watching. Of course, it will be released on February the 24th. You don't have that much longer to wait for it. Again, the lead single that you guys heard here, make sure you guys are supporting it as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.